Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
Like I say, Martin Murphy joins us on the line. Martin, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to Patrick. How are you keeping?
I'm doing very well indeed. It's been a very busy week in racing. Once again, this week, Martin, there's been racing nearly every day this week again. And I suppose we'll start off with last week's Royal Ascot Trials, which took place at Naas last Sunday.
Yeah, I suppose some interesting racing there indeed, Patrick. I thought So Perfect was quite good in winning the Lacken Stakes. It's a race that has thrown up likes of Caravaggio and those type of horses in the past. Whether she is good enough to win the Commonwealth Cup now, Royal Ascot probably remains to be seen, but she certainly was a decisive winner on what was an interesting day for the Aidan O'Brien and Ryan Moore combination. So, you know, good performance there. Thought Surrounding won well from McCalford. Very, very tough mare. She won the listed older stakes there. Interesting two-year race. A couple of two-year races there, and Aidan O'Brien induced a very nice filly called Etoile, beautifully bred filly, won first time out in a list race, which is not an easy thing to do. Shane Heffernan rode there, and certainly proved a very good winner over one of Geraldine's very nice fillies, with Aidan's other one so wonderful, but back in fifth. That was a little bit disappointing maybe, but certainly that Etoile looks a filly with a bit of a future. If she turns up a Royal Ascot, she certainly would be hard to beat.
Okay, of course, Martin, it's all about this weekend, really, because it is the grand opening weekend at the Coral Racecourse, of course, the 2000-1000 Guineas Festival this weekend. But racing got underway about 10 or 15 minutes ago, but all the little nits and grits being ironed out ahead of the official opening tomorrow.
Yeah, big weekend now, I have to say, in Irish racing, like the track. But got a bit of criticism, no doubt, after the first meet there a couple of weeks ago on the bank holiday Monday. Lots of things have kind of changed since then, hopefully. And I think, you know, punters are going to go this weekend. Hopefully, the weather looks really good, which is great. And we have some cracking race, and I'd say it's one of the best 2,000 guineas I've seen for a long time. And the 1,000 just as competitive on Sunday. And then, of course, we have President Higgins here as well. And, of course, Leo Bradker, the T-shirt trooper here on Sunday, well, to do the official opening of the big grandstand. That's all a lot to look forward to there. So we should have plenty of things to talk about for next weekend, because I think we're in for a very, very good weekend of racing, and hopefully once the weather plays ball, good crowds will turn out and things will be able to celebrate the Coral, because it is certainly a very impressive building. There's no question about that. A lot of our work has gone into it the last couple of years. I've been driving by it almost every day. It's nice to see the finished product now, and for people interested in going, please come and have a look at it, because it's definitely well worth seeing.
Okay, let's have a looking on the track matters then, Martin, because tonight, or they've kicked off racing there a while ago, but the second day of the Guineas Festival for 2019 gets underway tomorrow Saturday with a 1:50 start time. We're going to start with the second race. That's the Heritage Hotel Spa Handicap for 3-year-olds and upwards, over the 6 furlongs and 12 go to post.
Yeah, a lot of the usual suspects here, Patrick. Good winner last time, Hit the Silk, was a good winner over 7 furlongs on softest ground here at the first meeting. Whether it can reproduce that form off an 11-pound higher mark probably remains to be seen. Also, the ground is going to be a lot different tomorrow. I think the ground's going to be quite good, and maybe that won't suit it. The one who's looking at is a horse called Blair Main, trying to miss Natalie Lupini. A very interesting sprinter, this one. Ran quite well in his fourth run of the season a couple of weeks ago at Naas. Finished a close-up fifth in a similar type race. I think with that run behind it, drawn 7 in the middle of the track was you know, reasonable. There's only 12 runners in the race. Killian Leonard, a good 3-pound claimer on board. I think this one has a very good eight-race chance. That's Blair Main in the 2:25.
Okay, let's have a look at the third race of the card. That's the Greenland Stakes, Martin, over 6 furlongs. And we've got 9 going to post.
Yeah, Tip Up Chessman to try and win last week at Naas. Unfortunately, he ran very well, but just got crushed off. Back to 6 furlongs here now in a stronger grade. He probably would be up against it. He nearly always have to look at the English sprinters here. There's only actually one runner, Richard Fahey's Mr. Lupton, who hasn't actually ran since last season, but has some very good form to his credit. And Jamie Spencer on board here. Rating of 110 is almost the highest in the race. I'd give this one a very, very good chance. Certainly wouldn't be coming over here just to have a look around. Hasn't ran since last October, but you can certainly imagine that he's going to be fairly fit enough to win this one. Speaking colours, definitely for Joseph O'Brien. Last season turned into a useful sprinter. He found it hard against the older horses, and the ground on his last two starts was very much against him. It was very soft. So tomorrow, I think things are in his favour, and he probably is the pick of the home challenge for Dunican Joseph. St. Patrick's Day for Aidan O'Brien has been a little bit disappointing since coming from America, but maybe now they're going to concentrate and sprint, and that should probably improve his chances here. You'd have to give him a bit of a chance. While old Smash Williams for Jim Bulger should run as usual, good race. Very competitive event. I think Mr. Lupton, though, just might have the edge over the Irish hometown contingent here.
Okay, look elsewhere on the undercard. We've got the Group 2 Lanwads Stud Stakes over the mile, Martin, with 7 declared here.
Yeah, strong English challenge for this one with William Haggis saddling two very useful horses here. One Master was a group one winner last year in Longchamp, has to carry £3 extra for that and beat some useful rivals here. The stable companion best this year is written by Frankie Dettori and certainly would have to come into reckoning as well. Of the home team, I'd be very interested in the chances of I Can Fly for Aidan O'Brien and Ryan Moore. That ran okay when sixth in Lock and Stakes last week at Newbury. Quick turnaround here, but I think with Quick Round as favourite, this one has a very good chance. Dermot Julian Gold Ferry is a very useful mare, but I think the Quick Round possibly could be against her. She does like it with a little bit more ease in the ground than she's going to get tomorrow. Very interesting contest. I might just slightly prefer I Can Fly to be one Master.
Two handicaps close out the card on Saturday. For the older horses, it's over 10 furlongs, due off of 4:45. And the three-year-old handicap is over the mile.
Yeah, two very competitive handicaps, I'd say. Big field here, 19 in the second half race, the four-year-old upper one over mile and a quarter. And last year's, one of the highlights of last year's Champions Weekend here at the Curra was the success of Hamley in a similar type race. The syndicate owner really went mental in the trade ring and created some tremendous scenes. This one is a very useful animal, this Hamley. And it runs here again for the first time this season. Up £7 for that win. Young Ben Cohen claims 5 off her back, and she certainly must have a very good chance. Frankie Dettori was riding a horse called Legal Power for Johnny Mutt. I think it's very interesting. Obviously, they're very, very good friends, Frankie and Johnny, when they were on the track a couple of years ago, riding loads of close finishes. And the fact that Frankie Dettori is staying back to ride this Legal Power suggests he has a good chance. Did run well in his first run this season and toured over a mile at the Curra a couple of weeks ago and must go on the shortlist here. Down towards the bottom, a horse called Sea of Rome for Damien English ran very well last time at Cork, must have a good chance, only just got beaten two short heads in a very, very tight finish. But the one I was looking at is Gavin Cromwell's Chow. I just thought the last time under Megan Nichols probably went to the front too soon at Leopardstown over a mile and a half in the ladies' race last Friday week at the Leopardstown big festival meeting there. I think now back over this trip with Chris Hayes on board, this one has a bit of a chance and hopefully it might be a nice price as well. Did run a good race when second at Nace a couple of weeks ago, so maybe Chow can just reward each race support in a very competitive handicap. The last race, again, Frankie Dettori race for Grandma Weld here for Cali. That's an interesting book and must have a good chance. Well, Jupiter Road for Joseph O'Brien is one of two runners here. Isaac Pope is another one who won well last time at Cork. It's up £8 for that one. But the one to beat is definitely Aidan O'Brien's Ferretti. Good winner last week over 7 furlongs at Nace. I think the extra furlong travel here will certainly suit him, and he could be the one to win here.
Okay, the big race on Saturday, of course, is the Tattersall's Irish 2000 Guineas. Group 1 contest, €400,000 in the prize pot for the 14 that will line up here.
This is, I have to say, though, for a long time, the Irish Guineas maybe has gone down maybe in prestige, but this one is a really cracking contest. One of the best 2000 Guineas I've seen in a long time, and it's great to have it with one of the opening days of the Curra here, because Too Darn Hot was definitely not intended to run here for John Gosden and Frankie Dettori, but he was the champion 2 year last season. You can see him win a few times, Champagne Stakes at Doncaster, the Dewhurst Stakes. He really was a very, very impressive winner of that. Yeah, crown champion juvenile in Europe last season. Then met with an injury and missed the English 2000 Guineas, for which he would have been a hot favourite. Returned to action just 9 days ago, Patrick. I suppose that's a bit of a worry for favourite backers here, because it's only 9 days since he just got beaten in the Dante Stakes over a mile and a quarter. Now, it looked like maybe he didn't stay on that occasion, maybe he just needed a run. But it is still a bit of a surprise seeing line out here, so quickly after that performance. Thoughts of going for the Derby were quickly shelved, because it looks like he definitely would get a mile and a half. And I suppose they just want to frame in a classic race with him, and he's got an outstanding chance here at the moment. I think he's around 5-4 favourite. There has been lots of interest in him the last day or two once it was confirmed that he was going to run. Frankie, of course, has won this race in the past on the likes of Dubawi way back in 2005 and back here in the year 2000. So you'd imagine he has a good chance for John Gosden trained Kingman to win this race in 2014. But of course, Aidan O'Brien is the one, I suppose, to beat. He's already won this race 11 times in the past, and the 2000 Guinea winner Magna Grecia is now reunited with Ryan Moore. He was the winner of the Race and Post Trophy last October in Doncaster, and it's a very, very good horse in his own right. The English 2000 Guineas, but perhaps people were thinking maybe because the three horses were drawn at the near side, maybe they were just favoured by the draw on that occasion, because they seemed to get a good lead over the others. He was a very decisive winner, though, it has to be said. But in saying that, the handicappers still have £8 below Too Darn Hot, which is maybe a bit of a surprise. The third horse on that occasion, a horse called Scardu, trained by William Haggis, must have a good chance of getting closer to Magna Grecia today. James Doyle takes the mount. But even another one here called Charles Hills Phoenix of Spain. It was a very good horse last season, finished second that race in Post Trophy as well. So it's a really, really strong contest, it has to be said. A few other Irish ones, maybe Shelley or for Demerwell, might have in each way a chance, but I think it will be up against it. It'll be a big surprise if the winner doesn't come from the first two or three in the betting market. I do think too, Darren Hot, the fact that Gosden sends him over suggests that all is very well with him. He did very much impressive as a two-year-old. I think he could be a very good horse going back to a mile, and I think he just gets a slight vote to beat Magna Grecia in what should be a cracking contest.
Okay, that's interesting. The trends would say that he could be in trouble. John Gosden hasn't had many winners within an 18-day period when running back in Group 1s. But, of course, trends don't mean anything. It's all about what happens on the track. We look forward to that race at 3.35 tomorrow, the Irish 2000 Guineas. Eight race card then on Sunday also, the Corrie, the third day of their 2019 Guineas Festival, kicking off again at 1.50 mark. We're going to move into the second race, the 6 furlong sprint handicap, where we have a big field of 28.
Yeah, wide open contest here, as you would expect, Patrick, with 28 runners. You could really have a go at a couple of these, and you know, you still wouldn't get the winner. But Hakiba was a very good winner at Mavin a couple of just last weekend. Sprinted here and won over 5 runners very well. And I was going up a fair bit in the weights for that, for a 9-pound hike. Pateka McDonough, but it's nicely drawn in stall 23, which is not too far away from the rail and must have a bit of a chance. However, Gopsy's daughter's a horse has been watching for most of this season. She's very good record at Takura and at Navan, and just the last couple of outings she certainly has served notice that maybe a winning turn isn't too far away. She was ridden by a £10 claim on her last couple of runs, and now she's reunited with Kitty and Leonard. I just think drawn right against the stand rail, she has an outstanding chance in stall 28. Pleasurable was a winner for Jessica Harrington earlier on the week, and that should go well again under Shane Foley under £6 penalty. Well, Teddy Boy for Edward Lynham served knows that he's going to go close as well, by running well at Nace last time, have previously ran well at Navan. Young Gavin Ryan claimed 7 off him, so usually competitive race as you would expect. I think Gopsy's daughter each way is the way I'd be playing it.
The 5 furlong handicap is due off at 2.50. We've got 8 declared here.
Yeah, this is another fairly competitive contest. Hattick was a good winner at Tipperary last time for Dennis Fogan. They went up £11 for that and has a much higher mark here now. Has run off 9.9. The other very high end for Michael Grassick. He's actually due to run tonight later on, but he probably will run well here as well. He actually won at the last meeting here at the track at over 6 furlongs, up £11 so for that, so makes things a little bit more difficult. I think Ken Conlon's recent Navan winner, Alif, is the one to beat though, under Billy Lee. Only went up £4 for that. Looked a very competitive sprint. Before that, finished second in a good race at Nace, behind a much improved performer in the shape of Mokalad. I just think Alif is on the upgrade here and might be able to follow up last weekend's Navan success.
We'll move on to later on the card, Martin. The 5 o'clock is the Habitat handicap over the mile with 11 facing the starter here.
Yeah, firstly competitive here. Master Speaker Thomas Hartigan watching these handicaps. Ram Wellman finishing third in the Irish Lincoln earlier on the season. Just have a feeling though he might prefer a bit more cut in the ground. If he does get enough rain overnight on the day, I think there's one or two showers hanging around, he would have a good chance under Shane Foley. He's a tricky horse to win with, but he is one that would certainly finish well, and I certainly would recommend him each way to have a very big chance. Atlas has been in good form for Dennis Hogan this season. Just got beaten at Leopardstown last Friday week over 7 furlongs. The step up to a mile should suit, and he can go very well again. But maybe the step of companion Eastern Racer is the one to play with. He's the very bottom horse here with Rory Cleary on board. Good second last weekend at Nace behind Port Lions. Before that was second also at Cork. He's probably overdue a win, and maybe Eastern Racer can reward each way support in this one.
The 2 mile Boodles handicap is due off at 5.30, Martin, with 13 be entering the stalls.
Yeah, no stalls for this one. The very bottom one here is going to be interesting. Shakespeare Galley, a very lightly raced horse from Joseph O'Brien. Young Alan Pearce claimed £7 off his back here and just has a weight of 7 stone 10. But now, it did win well at Killarney on his first step outing over 2 miles a couple of weeks ago. Now, it is up £9 for that. It is £3 out of the handicap here, so this is a much tougher race. On that occasion, it just proved too strong for Venezia, for Edward O'Grady, who runs again here under Declan McDonough. He's up another £2 for that. It was very much between them. Venezia likes good fast ground, so things are in his favour here. Persian Lion for Jessica Harrington at near the top of the race should go very, very close as well. Well, Termese will have a bit of a chance for Mick Halford. So another competitive event. I think Shakespeare Galley is going to be a favourite here for Joseph Bryan. He looks an improvement sort, but I would take a chance on Venezia. I think the ground will suit. He's a bit of an old campaigner, but he's in very good form at the moment. He might just be a winner for Edward O'Grady and Declan McDonough.
Okay, let's move on to the 2 Group 1s then, Martin. Firstly, the Tarsals Gold Cup, and it looks like a long odds on favourite here for Aidan O'Brien, who's going to make it another record in this race.
I think so. Magical looks the one to beat here. She's in very good form already in the season, winning a couple of group races, Ferdy Henry at Tokura and at Naas, beating our stable companion Flag of Honour on both occasions. And I think, you know, it'd be a surprise if she doesn't do it again. It's going to be a fairly sharp price. Verbal Dexterity of Jim Bulger's might give her a bit to do, though. He was a fair horse as a 2-year-old in the National Stakes. Things didn't go right last season, but he's returned with in reasonable form of late. Ran well with second last about at Leopardstown in an interesting group race. Step Up to Mind the Quarter will suit him. He could do possibly a bit more cut on the ground. Seabee has been running well for Fozzie Stack and Chris Hayes and should be there or thereabouts again, but will be a big surprise if Magical can't justify odds on favouritism here.
And the Tattersall's Irish 1000 Guineas then to round out the group ones for the weekend. Joe off at 4.25 for the 3-year-old fillies Martin. We've got 10 fillies here lining up with this one, but again another strong English challenge.
It is indeed, absolutely, Patrick. Again, a very strong challenge here from England, but East for Kevin Ryan. That was toward the French Guineas a couple of weeks ago. Should go well here. The ground's going to be a lot different than it was that day. It was fairly soft on that occasion. Another good English runner here is Michael Bell, the Pretty Pollyanna, actually, the highest rated of this race, actually, off 116. She was a very good 2-year-old, and is trying to win this race first time I was a 3-year-old. But again, Frankie Dettori on board will have plenty of support here and must come into reckoning on a good juvenile form. Cabana, though, from Roger Berrien is very interesting, I thought. Written by young David Egan, that's the son of John Egan, actually son of John Sandra Hughes as well. He would have been reared on the Curragh here in his earlier years. He's in England now the last couple of years, of course, with Champion Apprentice 2 years ago. Very, very good young rider. This one's probably a little bit unlucky in the running for the 1,000 Guineas in England a couple of weeks ago when she finished third to Hermosa. And I suppose that has to be probably the key piece of form here, I think, Patrick. Hermosa won on that occasion. Ferryland finished a close-up fifth, just wonderful. Very close between them two. Then there was Iridesa. It was a slightly disappointment for Joseph Ryan because she was well fancied that occasion. And Corral, of course, was third. So that would probably seem to be the key piece of form. It's not an easy double to do, actually, the 1,000 Guineas in England and in Ireland. Ryan Moore rides Hermosa this time, having deserted her in the Newmarket race. She did make all the running on that occasion. Maybe people say she got to run the race, and I can see why people think Cabala can beat her on this occasion. And I've got a feeling maybe Cabala could be the one here, I have to say, for Roger Berrien and David Egan. She did just get slightly interfered with 2-4 and pole, which was fairly important. She was finishing fairly well on that occasion, and I thought Hermosa maybe would find it more difficult to try and make all the running here. I do think it's just wonderful. Was given a lot to do in England, I have to say, by Ryan Moore, and I wouldn't be surprised if this one ran a very good race from the Dunica. She certainly open by each way better in this race, but I think Fabala might be another one here for the English. It must should be a very, very good race.
Should be good racing this weekend indeed. Martin, just want to touch on the Cork race course, Milo. I suppose the 7 furlong straight track has gone through its second meeting now from last Wednesday night, and very positive reviews about it.
Absolutely, Patrick. I have to say, it's definitely the best 7 furlong track in the country now. It really does look, it's just supremely well. The sprint track there, 5, 6 and 7, it's great to have it, and fair play to Cork for investing in it. Certainly has gone down well with Cork's trainers, and you know, it's not easy to have a straight 7 furlongs anywhere, even in England, but in Ireland now, to have that at Cork, it's going to get plenty of very good 7 furlong races there, and the 5 and 6 as well, obviously top class sprint course indeed, and fair play to Cork for, as I say, investing in it. It's going to be a big success, and everybody seems extremely happy with it. It looks very level, no favouritism in the draw and all that type of stuff at the moment, and it can take a big number of runners. It can take something like 27 runners, which is great, because we do have a kind of a shortage of 7 furlong tracks that are certainly straight. It's not easy to get a straight 7 furlong, and a lot of trainers very much appreciative of it.
We are looking forward to that. And just finally as well, before we get your best bets, the Anglo-Irish classifications were announced yesterday. Sees Ken Boy going to the top of the tables in the chase ranks with a rating of 177.
I think you'd have to agree with that, Patrick. It's been a superb horse this season. It's just a pity that he you don't see his David Mullins at the very first fence in the Gold Cup. It really was, it would have been very interesting what would happen. The way he won the Punchdown after under Ruby and beat, Albon Foto, the Gold Cup winner. The way he won the race at Christmas then as well, the Leopardstown, that was a really cracking race, the Savills race. He was very, very impressive on that occasion. He's just made tremendous strides this season. He's a very much improved horse. And I have to agree, I think that he was the best chaser around. It would have been a tough decision for handicappers, but I think in all fairness, I think he was. It was also, I must say, a good result there for Woody Mullins of Pawtown in last weekend when Benny Tadoo won the French Champion Hurdle. A great win for that. And also, of course, David Russell, your old friend there, popping up and winning the French Gold Cup on one of the French trained horses. That was a tremendous achievement as well. Fair play to Davy. I mean, we all talked about the Woody Mullins horse, but nobody really noticed that Davy was going over to ride over there. And of course, a typical brilliant ride from Davy came at the last class, and one very handy indeed. A great grade one for his portfolio, and the fair play to him. It just shows how good a rider he is.
Yeah, and of course it's one of the races that Ruby Walsh hasn't ride, so he's definitely got the one up over Ruby there in that one. On that context, but Martin, that is the weekend's action for this weekend. And before we let you go, the weekend's action at the Curragh, of course, kicked off a little bit earlier on, but some superb racing over the next 2 days. It's that time of the week where we get your best bets.
Okay, Patrick, I think I'll take a chance on I Can Fly in the 4:10 tomorrow at the Curragh. I do think that has a very good chance. Well, on the same card, the 2:25 Blair Main has a rock solid each way chance in that 6-4 handicap. On Sunday, I think Krabala is my nap on Sunday. I think she's a really good chance of winning the 1,000 guineas. Well, later on the card then, I'll take a chance on Venezia in that 5:30 event, 2 miles for Edward Brady and Declan McDonough.
Really looking forward to the action this weekend, Martin Murphy of Horse Racing Ireland. Thanks very much for joining us, and we look forward to catching up with you next week. Looking forward, of course, to the biggest classic of them all, the Epsom Derby.
Absolutely, indeed, Patrick. Thank you. Mind yourself.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.